You are talking to God. And you talk and you receive from Him. Not only just talking, you just communicate between you and God. Prayer is becoming humble before God and ask Him what you want. And you talk with Him as a dearly person, not just a person in front of you, but a person you love is dear for you. So you talk with Him as a dearly person. When we pray to God, we are just telling Him that, Lord, You are wonderful, You are mighty, You are all-powerful, You are my God, You are the Creator, I exalt You, I love You. This is your feeling, just tell Him your feeling. Praying is just telling God that you love Him and you adore Him. You love Him and you adore Him at the same time. When we don't pray, that implies that we think we can handle everything. We don't need that. Sometimes you find somebody tell you, I don't need that. For what? I have everything. But when you pray, you are telling God, God, I need You. I can't do it alone. I need Your help. So that's why I pray. If you want God to reach you, if you want God to touch you, you first have to reach Him. If you want a blessing from God, you first have to reach Him. Lift your hands up. Lift your spirit up. Lift your mind up to God, and then He will reach you and touch you. When we pray, we are telling God, God, You are real. You are there. We want to spend time with God. As I said with Tamar Verini, she spent hours with Saint Philopater. We need to spend this hour also with God to get near to Him, to know Him better. We as a servant, we have to know what we will tell our kids if we don't have any relation with God. It will be just words, empty words, and problems. That's it. So we need to talk with God. Just to make it short for you, why we need to pray? Just in general, not as a servant. Of course, it applies for you as a servant. We build our relationship with Jesus through prayer. We started to build our relationship with Jesus, our friendship with Jesus, our sonship with Jesus through prayers. Also, prayers in general help us to solve our problems. We can't solve problems alone. So we have to solve problems through His help. We overcome temptation through prayer. If you have a temptation in your life, so prayer can solve these problems. Prayers help you to know God's will in your life. Lots of us are very confused. What God wants from me? Does God want me to get married or to be a monk? Does God want me to stay in Canada or to live in Egypt? Does God want me to stay in St. Catherine or to go to whatever, any place? Does God want me to work that job or the other job? I don't know. God knows. He is powerful, He's knowledgeable, He knows everything. So why don't we just have very good, strong relationship with God, so He will help us know what's His will. Number four, prayer helps us to accomplish God's work. If God gives us, like, I'm a servant now, I want to finish my work. I can't finish it alone. I need God to help me to do that. Also, prayer is a weapon against Satan. I use it as a weapon against all Satan fight with me. So it helped me a lot. So we have to use prayer as a major weapon in fighting our spiritual battle. Now, I want to talk with you how prayer is very important for us as a servant. As a servant, not just in general. Now we are specifying, now we are talking about you as a servant. Why prayer is so important for you and for me and for Abuna as a servant? Number one, prayer will let you get grace from God. Prayer allow you to have grace from God. As much as you pray, as much as you get grace. What grace is? It is hard to make a definition for grace. But grace is the power of God in your life. And how God helped me, this is grace, how God, let me say it, put it that way, grace, God's grace is the power of God in your life. So let me read this verse from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God. Yet, but not I, but the grace of God. So all the work of St. Paul, all what he did was the grace of God. He did a very good job. He was so powerful in his ministry. He worked so hard. He reached millions of people. He changed the life of millions of people. Not through him. Not I, but the grace of God. As much as you pray, as much as you get grace. So just imagine me, a servant, and don't pray. All his work is words, words, words. That's it. He doesn't have affection on people. If you wanted to have power, like, look to one like Saint John the Baptist. How long he preached? How long?
6 months.
6 months. It changes the whole Israel, the whole Judea, and all the region around Judea repented, all of them, in 6 months. How powerful you are, John the Baptist. From where you get that? Because he was a man of prayer and fasting. Why Baba Kirill still now is a man of God? Why he is a man of God? Why it changes the life of thousands of people? He never give a talk. He never preach. But we call him the man of prayer. Man of prayer. So when you pray, you get the grace of God. And that grace, or that God's grace, will help you to do your job, do your service. If you don't pray, the results of your service will be nonsense. Just problems. So pray, ask God's grace to fill your heart, to fill your life, to help you in your service. Sometimes one wonders why my service is so weak. Why other churches are so strong? Because this church don't pray. The other church pray. As they have a special meeting praying. I read a story about one of famous speakers, very famous speaker. But all his words are empty. No results. There is no change in the life of people. Although he is very, very good speaker, very knowledgeable. He read a lot. So one of the bishop invited him to speak. So he allowed him to stay under the room of another man. He doesn't speak well, but he's a man of prayer. And the result of the effect of the man of prayer is much, much more than that famous speaker. So in the morning, the bishop noticed that that famous speaker is still like, what happened to you? Did you sleep well? He said, no. He said, why you didn't sleep well? He said, somebody in the top of my room all the night making noise. I don't know who is that man. Oh, I am sorry. I am so sorry. What happened?
He was praying all night.
The man of prayer was making matanyas all the night. So when you just get down on your knees, you're making that dip, 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 dip all the night. So he told him, I'm sorry, oh, that guy, his room was in the top of your room. I am so sorry about that. But he was making matanyas all the night, asking God grace to help him to change the life of people by his weak words. God, I'm not strong. I'm not a good speaker. But I need your grace. I need your help to change these people. One of the fathers said, Some things are strange. I don't know if you agree with me or not. If you sell 1 hour, you need to pray 1 hour. If you sell for 2 hours, you need to pray 2 hours. If you want your service to be very effective, just count how many hours you spend in your service and spend the same in praying. And then your service will be effective. Just look with me. In Acts 16, the crowd joined in the attack. It is talking about St. Paul and Sila in Philippi. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into the prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When they received this order, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were
praying.
My God, after all that beating, do you have any strength to stand up and pray? Wouldn't you blame God? God, we are your servants. Why did that happen to us? No. We are glorifying God. Thank you, God, for anything happened to us. Because we are very proud of that. In the midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. In the midnight, I repeat it again, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors opened and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up. And when he saw the prison doors open, he got his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailers called the light, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas, and then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Wow. What caused that earthquake to happen?
Prayer
and singing in the midnight caused the jailer life to be changed, and the whole city accepted Jesus. Why? Prayer. Do you think if they didn't pray, they can get out of that prison? No. I didn't think that Paul prayed that to get out. No. He didn't pray to get out. He prayed because this is habit. This is attitude. He can't sleep. He can't stay without prayer. If he faces any problem, he look to God. He needs help. Look to God. This is an attitude. Some people attitude, if they get any problem, go to cell phone and talk to some friends, help me. Some other people look up, God, help me. Big difference. Servant, your key to get God's grace is prayer. Your key to get God's praise and to be successful in your service is prayer. No other way. This is number one. Prayer will allow you to get God's grace. Number two, prayer help you to be humble. And humility is so important to be successful in your service. Prayer help you to be humble. Because if you didn't pray and you feel I am successful, wow, I feel bright. I feel bright. I do it myself. I work very hard. So you got all the results of the self because you working very hard. This is what we call it, Shaitan al-Magd al-Bat, Masha'al Ulay in English, but Shaitan al-Magd al-Bat, Kirma ba'arabani yadi. Shaitan al-Magd al-Bat.
Devil of pride.
Eh?
Devil of pride.
Devil of pride? I don't know. It has words. So, when you feel that you are successful in your service and you are not praying much, you feel right. And that will ruin your service and ruin your life. But when you pray asking God for help and you are successful in your prayer and your service, then you say all that because of God's help. This is the work of God, not me. This is what St. Paul said, not I, by the grace of God. Not I, because St. Paul was a humble person. Not I, by the grace of God. So prayer help you to be humble and to keep your humility. And if you are humble, you will be very successful in your service. And if you are humble, you will not lose your rewards. God will reward you for all your work you are doing now. He will not forget you. But if you are pride, you will lose your reward. Because, you say, this is because, like somebody is very successful, he got a very high score. I work a day and night. How about God? No. God has nothing to do with that. I worked very hard. A surgeon was very successful in his surgery. Yes, because I study very hard, I was trained very good, so I am successful. Where is God? What God has to do with that? But the spiritual person owe everything to God. God the source of all good things. Number three. So number four. Number one. Grace. Number two.
Humility.
Number three. When you pray, all the problems will be solved so easy. Of course, there's lots of problems in service. I remember one day when I was in St. Mary Church in Zaytun, just a big dispute happened between the servants over there. And we're divided into two parts.